Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Voters head to the polls in Wisconsin tomorrow, and as NPR's Tamara Keith explains, Bernie Sanders is in the state arguing his case today.
At a union hall in Janesville, Wisconsin, Sanders said he and Clinton have some big differences on trade. Sanders has opposed all the major multinational trade deals, and he points out Clinton supported the North American Free Trade Agreement when her husband was president.
Well, just going around the country talking about the need for more manufacturing. Well, that's a great idea, but maybe she should have been there 20 or 30 years ago when we started hemorrhaging manufacturing jobs in this country largely because of the disastrous trade policy.
For her part, Clinton points out she voted against the one big trade deal that came up when she was in the Senate. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Leading into tomorrow's Wisconsin Republican primary, Ted Cruz is calling out his rival for the nomination, Donald Trump. While both men are predicting victory in the state's GOP primary, Cruz says he thinks his rival is running scared.
One of the reasons Donald Trump is now afraid to debate, he keeps skipping debates, is he's terrified. He's terrified to actually be asked a question about, do you have any solutions? He can talk about jobs, but he has no answer to how to bring jobs back to America.
Trump, for his part, said today a win in the state would effectively end the GOP presidential nomination fight. The other candidate for the Republican nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich, said today's calls by Trump that he drop out amount to whining. Kasich said he is the only Republican candidate who can offer real solutions. A trove of leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm is causing trouble for a number of world leaders. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports the firm set up offshore tax shelters for rich and famous people around the globe.
The documents were given to a German newspaper and released over the weekend by a consortium of investigative journalists. They show how the law firm of Mossack Fonseca helped set up complex tax structures to help movie stars, famous athletes, and world leaders hide their wealth. About $2 billion is said to be traced to Russian President Vladimir Putin, and the documents also implicate top government officials from Ukraine, Azerbaijan, Sudan, and Iceland. Several major global banks, including Deutsche Bank and UBS, also helped the law firm set up the shelters. The firm has denied any wrongdoing and says its actions were legal. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.
Orders to U.S. factories fell in February. The Commerce Department reporting today factory orders declined 1.7% after a 1.2% rise the previous month. Weakness in a number of key categories kept the orders down, including a drop in the volatile commercial aircraft sector. Orders in a category that serves as a proxy for business investment also fell. Stocks lost some ground today in fairly quiet trading. The Dow was down 55 points at 17,737. The Nasdaq fell 22 points today. You're listening to NPR. Saying NATO remains a linchpin of foreign policy, President Obama said the 67-year-old military alliance is more important than ever, especially with the recent terror attacks in Brussels and the ongoing fight against the Islamic State. Speaking in the Oval Office today, as he hosted NATO Secretary General, Obama also called attention to the migrant crisis stemming from Syria's civil war. The meeting comes at a time Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has questioned the usefulness of NATO. Customers are still lining up to buy a Tesla. The electric car maker says pre-orders for its Model 3 went to over a quarter million over the weekend. And NPR's Snorri Glinton has more.
Tesla started taking orders for the Model 3 on Thursday. The Model 3 is Tesla's attempt to bring an electric vehicle to the masses. The car gets 215 miles between charges and costs $35,000 before federal tax credits that bring the price down another $7,500. Now, while the quarter million orders may be good for Tesla, not so much for those waiting for the car. You see, the tax credit that gets the car cheaper gets phased out once a manufacturer sells 200,000 vehicles. Meanwhile, on Twitter, Tesla CEO Elon Musk promised a present to those who stood in line. Samari Glenton, NPR News.
A division of Viacom has announced it's acquired Soul Train and its large library of African-American music-oriented content. Black Entertainment Television acquiring 1,100 TV episodes and 40 TV specials. BET says owning Soul Train's intellectual property will enable the network to build on the success of the Soul Train Awards. Soul Train began syndicating in 1971. I'm Jack Spearin.